Together. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. At a press conference in Poland Monday morning, Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin giving details about their meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky and his top leaders in Kyiv over the weekend. Secretary Austin saying that he was provided with assurances that Ukraine's military would handle responsibly the billions of dollars in military aid given by the U.S.
We did have a very good discussion with both Chad and the President and Minister of Defense on the necessity to make sure that those weapons are tracked and as best possible to make sure that they're protected from falling in the hands of adversaries.
Secretary Austin also stating that Ukraine would receive additional U.S.-sourced artillery and ammunition along with the necessary training. Secretary Blinken saying that Russia is failing and Ukraine is succeeding. President Biden to nominate current ambassador to Slovakia, Bridget Brink, to be the new ambassador to Ukraine. French President Emmanuel Macron victorious in Sunday's runoff election, defeating far-right candidate Marine Le Pen to remain president for a second term.
French President Emmanuel Macron won the election, according to French polling agencies, with at least 58% of the vote. Macron campaigned on his environmental and climate change accomplishments and heavily criticized his opponent's positions on immigration policies and her proposal to ban Muslim headscarves in French public spaces. Le Pen slammed Macron's economic policies, citing the months of yellow vest protests.
Fox's Christina Coleman. Police searching for two suspects in the Nigeria oil refinery blast that killed as many as 100 people Friday night. Nigeria's President Buhari calling the explosion at the illegal facility a catastrophe and a national disaster. A New York City firefighter and a civilian killed in a Brooklyn house fire Sunday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Center for Disease Control issuing a hepatitis alert for kids.
The CDC has issued the health advisory to healthcare providers after dozens of kids contracted acute hepatitis around the world and U.S. Most of the infections in the U.K., Spain, and Israel infected kids ages 1 month to 16 years of age. The outbreak, a big mystery, since it's not linked to any of the five typical strains of the virus known. Symptoms of hepatitis include yellowing of the eyes and skin, dark urine, fatigue, fever, and nausea. Parents warned to reach out to providers if their kids exhibit symptoms. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Supporters of a Texas woman sentenced to be executed this week, hoping she gets a new trial.
In a dramatic about-face, nearly half of the jurors who sentenced a Texas woman to die for the 2007 death of one of her 14 children now call for her upcoming execution to be halted and for her to get a new trial. 52-year-old Melissa Lucio is set to be executed Wednesday for the death of her 2-year-old daughter Mariah in Harlingen, a southern Texas city. Her lawyers say new evidence shows that Mariah's injuries, including a blow to the head, were caused by a fall down a steep staircase. And many lawmakers and celebrities have rallied to Lucio's cause. Prosecutors maintain that the girl was the victim of child abuse. Various legal appeals and clemency bids have been filed on the mother's behalf. Salchi and Grasso, Fox News.
All 50 states now have an equal pay law.
Mississippi will soon become the final state with a law requiring equal pay for equal work by men and women. Republican Governor Tate Reeves signing that bill this past Wednesday. It becomes law on July 1st. A 1963 federal law requires equal pay for equal work, but Mississippi was the only state without its own law since Alabama enacted one back in 2019. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.